Friends, I thought we could take just a minute of quiet time. And what I would like you to consider or think about is think about five different women in your lives who have nurtured you, who have protected you, who have given you resilience and strength and love, who have taught you and educated you. And if we could just each come up with those, and they could be people who are here present in the congregation, they can be people who are maybe passed on and in the arms of Jesus at this point. They could be anybody that has touched your life in that special way. So let's just take a moment and think about those people. Okay, and I encourage us to maybe do a little reflection, perhaps even later on during the day, on those women in your lives, whether it's journaling or just remembering them throughout the day. Today is set aside to honor our moms, and a special day to recognize the impact and the contribution that mothers, that women have made in the world and in our lives. And while this day has been set apart, really every day is a day that we are called to aspire and honor the people that have nurtured us, to be nurturers, mentors, influencers, those for our children and grandchildren, the children and youth of our society. Very important roles, very important ministry. Friends, our gospel reading this morning brings us to what is called the farewell discourse, because Jesus' words were just, they just kind of kept coming. It's like a summary of everything that he wants to say and impart as he's getting close to departing with his closest friends, his disciples. It's actually a section from John that we just read that is kind of towards the end of the section, because the section goes from John chapter 15 all the way through the end of 17 from this prayer. So allow me a little bit to set the scene. By this point, the disciples have been with Jesus for quite some time. They have traveled with him, they've feasted with him, they've listened to his teachings, they've witnessed signs and wonders. And now on this night, finally all is quiet. And the crowds are kind of far off, and it's late. And the fire is just embers burning low. And Jesus is speaking intensely to his closest, dearest friends. And it was his last night with them at this intimate level, because the very next day, Jesus will face the trials and the cross that await him. And soon he will be gone from their presence. So on this last night, he offers them some wise counsel, some wisdom he hopes that can sustain them through all that they will experience in the future. Words like, be kind to one another. Know God's peace. Trust you are not abandoned. Love one another as I have loved you. I am the vine and you are the branches. Abide in me and reside in me and make a home in me and find your place with me. These are all words that we see throughout this section. You can almost picture the disciples getting nervous and sort of glancing sideways at one another, thinking about what Jesus is saying, because he just keeps going on and on. They knew something was up. His behavior that night was not quite normal, not even for Jesus. Yet they did not and could not fully realize all that was on its way the next few days, but Jesus knew. And that is why, according to John, he spent the last night of his life trying to impart and remind these disciples who they were and what their purpose was all about. They are branches and they are grafted to the vine. Later on, he goes to say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." In other words, on that last night of his life, it was important to Jesus to make sure that they heard, to make sure that we hear, that all of us hear. There is nothing that we need to do in order to be worthy, to be grafted to the vine. Being connected to the vine, being a branch that would bear fruit, just as the psalm spoke of in the reading today about that well-watered tree that's beside the flowing stream of water, and it prospers and produces good fruit. Resilient and strong and beautiful, like these beautiful flowers up here. Resilient. And we see the signs of spring blooms all around us on this Mother's Day. So for these disciples, being grafted to the vine was just who they were, and it is who we are. That closeness, that intimacy, that connectedness to God in Jesus had already been established. And that truth meant they were just free to live in it, as we are. Today we celebrate Mother's Day, a day we honor women, and we understand the impacts and the importance of them in our lives. And this one preacher, Scott Black Johnston, he sees the image of the baby in the womb as a parallel image to this image of vine and branches. The baby in the womb is connected to her source of life, her mother, by an umbilical cord, a human vine, if you will. The mother, the source of life, is simply all around her, providing that baby the space and the nutrients for growth. And the baby does not believe in the mother, so to speak, but the baby's only reality is the mother. That's the kind of connectedness. There is an automatic, intimate, creative connection. The baby is dependent upon the mother, and this analogy is tied to Jesus' connection to God the Father and to Jesus' connection to the disciples. They are the vine. He is the vine. They are the branches. So Jesus speaks of this connection in chapter 15, and it is foundational to all that we understand in chapter 16 and 17, to what he wants understood when he leaves his disciples. Then Jesus goes on in chapter 16, he reminds the disciples of his commands, like I mentioned earlier, to love one another, to remember that the world may be difficult at times, a difficult place to spread God's word. To assure them that as he moves on and leaves them, the Holy Spirit will be given to them and imparted to them. And to encourage them to remain resilient, to remain faithful and of good cheer, even as he departs. And then Jesus moves into this prayer, if you will, in John chapter 17. He knows the time has come, and we are invited into the inner sanctum, the inner thoughts and words of Jesus as he's one-on-one with God the Father. The word gave, if you noticed in the reading, the word gave is mentioned over and over. Jesus knows that God gave him the disciples. They were entrusted to him. They are God's people. They are God's disciples, just as we are. And they have been listening and obeying God's word, and Jesus gave them the word of God. Jesus imparted God's values and priorities and vision in them. And Jesus is praying particularly here for his disciples. They are connected all to one another and to Jesus, just like the baby is connected by the umbilical cord in the womb. Jesus, in a way, is giving them back to God now and saying, "Hey, as I leave this world, make sure that these guys are protected. Make sure that they remain faithful. Make sure that they continue to live by that stream of living water and are resilient and grounded in me." Much like a good mother's mission when her child is born, right? She breastfeeds the baby. She nurtures it through early language and learning to walk. Then she journeys with the child into their early schooling and education. She clothes the child and takes care of the child and teaching it always values and good learning, and begins to spread its own wings and heads off to high school, maybe advanced vocational school, trade school, college, preparing for the future. And the cycle goes on, doesn't it? Many generations, just as we are, as we sit here today. But all the while, the mother is praying and is discerning about protecting and keeping the child sheltered from harm, sheltered from sometimes a world that can be unfriendly and hard to be in, but also giving them the resilience to go out into the world as Jesus does, giving them the Holy Spirit. So in this prayer, by the time we hear Jesus' thoughts in verse 11, he's beseeching the Father to protect the disciples. Protect them by the power of your name, he says. He doesn't say keep them away from the world. They are to go into the world, but they're to be protected in Jesus' name. Help them remain in me and I in you. Again, hearkening back to that imagery of the vine and the branches, the umbilical cord. And he longs and he prays for the disciples to remain connected, acknowledging the loss of Judas in verse 12. We see that. But praying for the disciples to remain unified and protected. And then in verse 15, he says, my prayer is not that you take them out of this world. They're to be in the world, all right. They're to be ambassadors. But that you protect them from the evil one. Jesus offered us the model that in our day we continue to pray for protection. And so often we do. We pray for protection for travel mercies in our congregational prayer. And this protection is the word is the images that connect to the word is a shading and a defending. Again, kind of being shaded by God's grace, being covered by this connection with the vine, knowing that we're in God, even as we are going out into the world. And they remain in the world for a special purpose, to spread the word that Jesus had planted within them. Remember earlier in this chapter, we see that Jesus gave them the word of God, and they are to take that word and spread it. And then again in verse 18, we see, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them, ambassadors. It can at times be wild and frightful, but it is also the place where the word that was planted and given to them is to be spread. The truth of grace and compassion of Jesus is to be spread. Jesus trained and raised and nurtured these disciples to be ambassadors, to spread God's word. My guess is that Jesus knew that once he was gone, the disciples would quickly forget who they were connected to whom they truly belonged. He probably assumed that in his absence, some of those disciples might try and go back to the only thing that they knew, being only known as fishermen or perhaps tax collectors. Others might try to go back to only being known by their roles in their lives as mothers or fathers or sons or daughters. A few, like Peter, might even try to start to define themselves as those who used to be followers of Jesus, but more focused then on perhaps the next person. So Jesus spent a long time of this very last night hoping to plant this true seed of their identity and purpose deep within them. Abide in me, remain in me, make your home in me, reside with me, take your life from me as I abide in you. You are nothing less than a child of God. You belong to God. My friends, we belong to God. And even though I am leaving this earth, the Holy Spirit will be with you and God will protect you and you will spread my word to this hurting world. You did not choose me, but I chose you. The family resemblance is striking. So go and claim your inheritance. It is who you are. It is who you are. These words have been ringing through my heart this week as I think about who are we? That's the fundamental question we all answer, our identity. And what was it that our mothers gave us? What kind of connectedness did they give us? Not only in the womb, but since then, as we came into full life. While we honor mothers today and women, all women who have mothered others through teaching and through grandparenting and through being a nanny or a caregiver, through engaging in policy and education that support women and moms, what we understand this morning from the gospel and from the psalm is that God chose us, and in this choosing, God has given us a constant life source to grow and to prosper. We are imparted with God's word. We are imparted with the Holy Spirit that has been given. We are surrounded by God's protection so that we can then move out into this hurting world and share the love, the compassion, the grace, the truth that is Jesus Christ. My friends, as we honor our mothers and those five important women in our lives, maybe there's some of you might have 10 or 20 or 30. Let's take them with us. They're part of what guides us and protects us and grounds us and keeps us attached to the vine. Gracious God, we honor you this day. We honor all mothers and women in our lives who have taught us and trained us and nurtured us and loved us. Help us to grow into those well-watered, prosperous fruit trees that give off good fruit, that give good and nutrient things to this hurting world. Help us to spread the good news of your love and grace and compassion. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.